It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Mark Neubauer, 90.5 WESA. In tech headlines, researchers who want to comb through the massive amounts of data in the Cancer Genome Atlas have new free tools thanks to a team at the University of Pittsburgh, UPMC, and the Pittsburgh Supercomputing Center. Pitt School of Medicine Professor Rebecca Jacobson says the goal is to make the large data sets available to the average researcher who would not otherwise be able to access the information pulled from the DNA of thousands of cancer biopsies. Developers say the new software continuously downloads, processes, and manages the growing data set. A Samsung phone user in France says her Galaxy J5 caught on fire and exploded over the weekend. The model is different from the Galaxy Note 7 that has been recalled worldwide. Experts say that it was probably an isolated incident. Samsung did not immediately comment. This week, the Tech Report goes inside a modern data center. Ground was broken last month by the Iowa-based company Involta on a 40,000-square-foot, high-security, high-performance data center. Vice President for Strategic Marketing Jeff Zemanski says the center will be what's known as concurrently maintainable.
Which means that we can lose any elements from an electrical or from a mechanical perspective and still operate it, whether we're doing maintenance on it or there's an actual failure.
That's a very quick way to gloss over millions of dollars worth of equipment and hours upon hours of planning. Designing a center to be up and running as close to 100% of the time as is humanly possible starts outside the building. Maybe even several miles outside the building. The data center companies contract with multiple internet providers to make sure that even if one fails, there will be a second provider ready to go. Power lines will feed the building from two or more providers in case a substation or even a power plant has a problem.
It's kind of like having, maybe three cars at your home. If one fails, it doesn't matter because you have two other cars that you could use.
The building in Freeport will draw power equal to that of 500 homes. With that much power consumption, in a space smaller than a football field, there's a lot of heat. Massive and very targeted cooling systems are deployed throughout the building. Those also must have redundant backups, because when the temperature rises, electronics start to fail. And then there's security. Zemanski says it starts with a good card reader just to get into the building.
And then there needs to be further verification to really get me into the data center where the equipment is.
That comes in the form of a retinal scan.
And in some customers, it's very restricted that we would even be able to get into their cage without their permission.
There are also layer upon layer of cybersecurity protections in modern data centers. Security that Zemanski says will allow them to notify a company anytime their data is accessed by anyone. Pittsburgh-based HM Health Solutions has been running its own data center in Harrisburg for 10 years, supporting insurance companies with data management operations. Director of Data Center Operations Brian Smith says companies that need to have 24/7 access to their data cannot have any downtime.
When systems are not available, you lose productivity, and if you don't have that system available for them, you're just doing them a huge disservice.
Smith says since coming online, their data center has never had any downtime due to a system failure. Smith says demand for these types of robust data centers is growing.
Data is being produced at such a phenomenal rate, and being able to store it and manage it, secure it, is really where I see that growth.
The Pittsburgh facility will be in Volta's 16th. Zemanski says when they first started to build the center 7 years ago, about 80% of their space was rented to companies that wanted to place their own hardware into the data center and then maintain it on their own. He says that's now down to about 55%, and he expects the number to fall to 40% in the next year or two.
It allows folks not to worry about technology, but just worry about their core business.
And that's this week's Tech Report. I'm Mark Neubauer.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.